AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The cleanup is going 24 hours a day now off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, where thousands of gallons of oil spilled into the ocean from a broken pipeline.
We have response crews out now combing the beaches, looking for affected wildlife.
Captain Mark Croslin with the California Department of Fish and Game. The company that owns the pipeline is apologizing and promising a complete cleanup. Islamic State militants overran the famed archaeological site at Palmyra, Syria this morning. There's fear they might destroy some of the 2,000-year-old ruins, as they have done in neighboring Iraq. An international watchdog group is warning about the widening gap between the rich and the poor in well-off countries. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is worrying aloud about what it's doing to the social fabric of those countries. David Letterman said farewell last night after 33 years on late night TV.
From a magical place not found on any map, it's The Late Show with David Letterman.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Late Show. I want to tell you one thing. I'll be honest with you. It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think so.
And after 33 years on late-night TV, David Letterman's final show aired last night, running 17 minutes over time as he thanked the people who worked for him. President Obama appeared on tape, joking that our long national nightmare is over. Big stars delivered the final top 10 list. Steve Martin, Tina Fey, Bill Murray. One final note. David Letterman did not shed a tear, according to those who are watching closely. This is AP Radio News. Senator Rand Paul was up late last night, and he wasn't watching Letterman. He was protesting the NSA's phone collection program. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul controlled the Senate floor for hours as he delineated his opposition to renewing the NSA's ability to collect Americans' phone records in bulk, calling it a huge invasion of privacy.
We're talking about an enormous amount of information. We're talking about all of your phone records all of the time.
Paul's effort was accompanied by a fundraising appeal, ending what he calls the NSA's illegal spying on Americans is a linchpin of his run for the GOP presidential nomination. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
We're keeping an eye on gas prices for you, and this morning gas is $2.73 a gallon, up 5 cents from a week ago, up 27 cents from a month ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.